Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Tyler Asher, who owns The Rustic Nail, amongst the many other things he does. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about how you got started with Rustic Nail.
Absolutely. So I actually get that question quite a bit because of a lot of the hats that I wear. Of course, we get to interact on another level, so that's fun and exciting. I got into building furniture probably about 11 years ago when my wife and I got married. We needed a bigger dining room table, and we were young newlyweds, and I was still going to school. And we had our oldest daughter, and so she's like, "We need a new dining room table." And so we went and looked, and we saw how expensive they were, and I said, "I think I can build one of those." And so that was when Pinterest had first kind of just came out. And then we went home. And she was like, "Let me get you on Pinterest." And so we did. And I started finding plans. And I'm like, I can do this. Like, I can build. I'd always been kind of handy. My grandpa had been a lumber grader for almost 30 years. And so I'd always kind of been around lumber and kind of was used to the species and some of the talk, the lumber talk that they had. And so I went to him and I said, "Hey, can you help me pick out some lumber? I want to build a new dining room table." So it was really cool. So me and my grandpa went and picked out lumber for it down at Winnelly's, and they got me some really cool lumber, and that kind of got the whole process started. And then I built it, and what does anybody do in 2011 when they're like super proud of something? They post it on Facebook, right?
Right.
And so that started the trend.
I
still do it. And so that kind of started the trend of how the Rustic Nail kind of took off slowly. I posted on Facebook, and then someone else messaged me, and they said, "Hey, can you build me a table? I want a table." And I'm like, "Yeah, I can." And then what happened was that someone else is like, "Hey, can you build me a coffee table?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I think I can." And so then I started really – I was like, "Hey, I think I actually got like a viable thing going here." And so that kind of started the process and how it kind of got going. And then we sold that house. We moved to another house. And that's really kind of what really took the Rustic Nail off. That's when I started getting some orders. I started getting some orders from people who I didn't know. They were word of mouth referrals. And then that kind of transitioned into, all right, we've got kind of a little business here. We need to like do the proper steps to get it set up. So that was probably like 2015, 2016, possibly. I don't know the exact year. And that's kind of when it really started. Like we got all the stuff you need to open up your business correctly. And then we really started kind of doing some advertising separately on a page and kind of getting to do some more stuff. You know, people, I didn't know who they were. They were contacting me like, "Hey, can you build this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I can do that." And sometimes I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't know what I was doing. I was like, "I'll do it." And I'm one of those, like, "I'll do it and figure it out kind of as we go." And so that's kind of how the story of the Rustic Nail got started and how I got into building like custom furniture and what I do today as my side hustle.
So with all these things that people were asking you to do that you hadn't done before, did you have anything that just turned out so absolutely terrible that you were like, either, "Oh God, I can never show this to anyone," or, "Oh God, I'm doing the wrong thing"?
Oh, that's a great question. I know this is going to sound, I don't know if it did. I think that
that sounds conceited.
Well, I think that there were pieces that I did that I probably could have done better on, but I think people liked them because they had quote unquote like character. And so they liked the character. Like, I put my own spin on things. I don't think there was anything. There might have been a couple pieces that I just, like, I'm not going to lie, like, I burned it in the backyard, and then we just started all over. I've done that quite a few times. But, yeah, so I think that there were some pieces that I didn't really like the way they turned out. I just rebuilt them. I've done that. And actually, I mean, I've done that pretty recently in the last year or so. I had something, I'm like, that does not look to my standard, and literally cut up in pieces and burn it in the backyard, and we started all over.
Well, everyone needs firewood anyway.
Well, so that's very true.
It works out. So you basically taught yourself how to do all of it.
I have a degree in woodworking from YouTube University.
I was about to be like, "Oh my God, wait, no, I really messed that one up." But no, YouTube University is probably the most popular school that my guests have attended.
It is a great learning tool. And I talk about this to other, you know, small business owners with my day job, that is professional development. Like, you watching someone else how to do something or learning new techniques and things, that is professional development 101. And that's something I do all the time, is watch the videos to learn new things.
Which makes total sense. And what better way to learn? We'll be right back on the scene with more with Tyler Asher. Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Tyler Asher of The Rustic Nail, but also director of the Small Business Development Center here in the Upper Cumberland. How has that as your day job helped you with your side hustle?
I think it really helps me to be able to relate to clients when they come in and they say, you know, I'm doing this, and I can look at them and almost laugh and be like, I've done that. Let me tell you all the mistakes I've made so that you don't make those mistakes again. Even, you know, being in this role previously, I owned a business. And so I think it just helps to be able to relate to people because they, you know, if I say, hey, I've understood this and I did this and this is what I did, I think it helps people like, oh, okay, he does know what he's talking about. Like there's that icebreaker there and people see the real, it's not this someone in a position that's never owned a business before. Like I'm eat, sleep, and breathe it. And I got the t-shirt and probably a sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. I got it all. So that's the way that I think that it helps relate to business owners that, yes, I understand what you're going through. Even back like a couple of years ago when you had like shortages of things or, you know, it was the whole shipping issue. I get it because there was some equipment I had ordered for a particular job that kept getting pushed off and pushed back and waiting. And then it was out of order. Like, it was a struggle just to get a piece of equipment. And I heard other clients in the same position like, we can't get material. We can't get this. I'm like, I get it. I'm waiting on one piece of equipment right now, and it keeps getting pushed back. So I understand what you're going through.
As our other partner, Jeff Brown, likes to say, we like to think our football coaches have played a little bit of football.
That is correct.
So one thing I run into a lot with people on the show and our artists in general is so many of them don't know the business side of
correct.
It. And you and I, our day jobs are very similar. We both work with small businesses. We both provide assistance, and you do more of the counseling than I do. But what would be your biggest piece of advice for an artist who has no idea what they're doing business-wise?
I think first of all, I'd say you probably need to go to tsbdc.org and register to be a client.
Or brcollective.org. Or
brcollective.org. besides that, I think there's probably two things I would do. I would go find a mentor who has been very successful and that will pour a little time into you to help you see some things that you aren't seeing, because so many times artists are, they're all into what they're doing. They're great at what they do. We see this on a day-to-day basis. They're really good at what they do. And so sometimes they lack in other things and it's just not important to them. So I would find a mentor that you can spend some time with. I think that's very, very key, because that's very similar to what I did. I found someone who was not necessarily like they built furniture, but they were like they did cabinets and they did other things. And someone like I just had a really good relationship with. And so we talked a lot about business and what to do and how to get started and, you know, tips and tricks of like things that he would look for. And so I think that's always good. I mean, I still have the same mentor relationship. We get lunch probably once a month and we just talk about everything. And so that's probably the one thing I would do. And then secondly, I would find someone that is outside of your realm that you can try to find a different lane. And so what I mean by that is find someone who does something total opposite of you and see how they are doing it in their space and their market. And have a good conversation with them, because what sounds crazy is a lot of the stuff that I do and model after is modeled after a lawn care guy, because the way he just does stuff on social media, it is phenomenal. And he is just super passionate about it and what he does. It's just, but you can move it to any business, mm-hmm. but find those people like that can help bolster your business in different facets.
That's something I've never really thought about, like looking at what other.
Yeah.
business owners are doing. Of course, I'm also terrible at running the business side of my business lately, but
don't
I'm giving
don't
myself
lot,
some grace.
Don't look at a lot of my TikTok content, because I struggle with that all the time. because I talk about this with the people, is I get so ingrained in what I'm doing and building that I honestly forget to make content, because I'm just like, I'm into what I'm doing. You're like, oh, I finally got it. It's working out. Just correct. And you're like, crap, I forgot to make content and post it so that I can use it later. And I've actually delivered tables and forgot to take pictures. I had to go back and be like, can I take pictures of that? Because I totally forgot. Like, we were excited in the moment. The client was excited. We were talking about it. And then, you know, like, oh, can you do another project over here? And you get into it. And then, like, you leave and you get home. And I'm like, I didn't take any pictures. So it happens to the best.
And if it's not on Instagram or TikTok, it absolutely did not happen. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Tyler Asher. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Tyler Asher of The Rustic Nail. So getting down into the nitty-gritty, what are some of your favorite projects to work on? And also, what's like your favorite wood to use, I guess?
Ooh, that's like a...
Well, I'm trying to stump you.
Okay.
This has been too easy.
So my couple of my favorite projects I've done, I did a custom table and bench for a house up in Crossville, and then they did a remodel, and they basically designed their kitchen around their table and bench.
Oh, that's
and
so cool.
And so then I got to go back and redo their hood vent and some custom shelves, and so that was kind of like something that I've been kind of proud of, because I thought these people just loved what I did for them so much that they like incorporated the whole design in their kitchen with the colors, and so that was really cool. I've got to do some really cool pieces for Franklin Fixture that had gotten to be shipped out across the country, which has been awesome because, man, Lisa and Dave, you talk about someone that will push you to a new creative
100%.
Maximum. 100%. David and Lisa Yurick, because she said, hey, I think you can do this. And in the back of my mind, I was going, yeah, I don't know if I can actually do this. She was like, oh, yeah, you can. You have all. And I'm like, are you sure? She was like, yeah, you can do this. And I'm like, okay, let's go in. Like, I'm all in. And so got to do some really beautiful cherry countertops for a bookstore for them. I built there's a table that I built for them over at the bookstore in downtown. Plenty. And then that was just some really cool pieces. And I like people that can say, hey, you go do this. Like, you just be creative. I'm currently doing a piece for someone, and she's like, hey, I just want this, but like, I want you to design it, and here's kind of what I'm thinking. But other than that, like, you just do your thing. And I'm like, those are kind of the pieces that I like. There's some creativity. They want like one of a kind piece, which I think is really, really cool. So I've enjoyed doing those. I'm probably one of the unusual people that, like, a lot of people always say, like, walnut is really pretty. It's a dark, natural, like, dark, true walnut lumber versus, like, a walnut stain is, like, it's two totally different colors, right? Mm-hmm. You're never going to get the replication of, like, real walnut. I like walnut. It's a beautiful wood. It's probably, like, my top three to work with, but I'm really just super plain and simple, like, hard maple. I love the texture, the feel, the look. You can paint it. You can stain it. Next would probably be ash, something that a lot of people don't use a lot, but I love ash. It's got the grainy look. It stains very well. It's just a unique color. It's probably the best wood to stain, because you can stain it any color, because it's where it's in the color palette. It's kind of in the middle, so you can stain it dark. You can stain it light. It's probably my second favorite wood to work with. And then, of course, walnut. Cherry is actually another one that I enjoy working with. A lot of people don't like cherry because I think it's a very, like, red, you know, hard cherry red color. And it's
always think of it as, like,
the office, classic old, office furniture.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Or old-fashioned and, like, antique. And
real cherry is actually, over time, turns a darker brown color. It's a really pretty brown color over time as the color kind of fades and the brown tones come out. I really like working with it, but those are kind of my top three or four woods that if you were to pick, I'm like, these are the three or four that I would do. Of course, a lot of people want walnut, but it costs a lot more. I mean, it's two or three times the cost of other woods, because it is such a high-valued, high-figured wood.
That tracks. That makes sense. I've always been a maple person myself.
I love maple.
I don't know. It feels like the most natural to me. It's like easy.
It is.
I've never paid attention with ash, but now that you say it, like, and thinking about the few things I've seen, that I know what it is. Because, I mean, I look at a piece of furniture and I'm sure, like, oh, that didn't come from Walmart. Well, that's real nice.
Yeah, that's really heavy. And you can truly tell the difference when you go to, like, a big box store and you get a piece of furniture versus something that has been, like, custom made. Just the weight of using true wood is drastically different. It's super heavy. It's durable. I tell people, like, you can probably drive a tank on some of the stuff I've built.
But let's not try.
No, don't try. But it's heavy enough. I usually give it, like, the sit-down test or the lay-down test. Like, I try to lay down on it.
That's probably a good call. And then there's me with all the furniture in my house where it's like, don't put anything too heavy on it, like your coffee cup.
You bought it from IKEA, didn't you?
Or wherever. If people want to reach out to you, how can they do that?
The best way to do it is to contact us on our Facebook page. So if you'd like to get a custom piece made or consulted with, the Rustic Nail TN is our Facebook handle. That's the best way to contact us.
Perfect. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.